And I walked over to the bench there, and there's his group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, "Kid, what'd you get?" I said, "I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage." He said, "What were you arrested for, kid?" And I said, "Littering." And they all moved away from me on the bench there to carry eyeball and all kinds of mean, nasty things till I said, "And creating a nuisance." And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine. We were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, "Kids, this piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 cents, it's 58 words. We want to know details of crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing you got to say, pretend to about the crime, want to know the rest of the officer's name, and else kind of thing you got to say." And it talked for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said, but we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. And I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on the Group W bench because you want to know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're going to send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folder, is a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is because you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation. And if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in and say, 'Shrink, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant,' and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and they won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant, anti-massacre movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here and sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. That was horrible. Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. And this time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around is what we're doing. All right now. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Excepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Say, walk right in, it's around the back, and just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Da 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 da. At Alice's Restaurant.
There he is, Arlo Guthrie in all his glory. And it was one of the great treasured memories of my time at the Club 47, watching him develop that every single time he came. It got longer and more convoluted and funnier and actually truer. It was just amazing to watch him come into himself right before our eyes. And then he went to the Newport Folk Festival, and as I say, the rest was history, very good history at that. And another fellow that came along at the same time, Fritz Richmond, was down with the jug band, Quesken Jug Band, playing a place called the Café Ogogo in New York, in Greenwich Village. And he came back raving about this guy who had been sharing the bill with him, Richie Havens. And I'd seen Richie. He would come to the Newport Folk Festival, and he wasn't on the bill, but he'd be on the grounds, and he'd just kind of set up shop somewhere and start playing. And he had a totally unique and different way of playing the guitar. It was tuned in a open chord, and he had an incredible strum. And so Fritz said, you know, you've got to get him. He's making a record, and you better get him now. So I, as I say, I've always listened and trusted my musical friends to steer me in the right direction. So I had Richie come up to the club, and he played the first night, and it was a small crowd, but they loved him. And as I say, this WBZ radio station was a big station, and the beauty of it was that you could actually go over there with an artist to Jefferson K, who was on at night, and just walk in the door. And we went in after Richie's first night at the club. We drove over to WBC and walked in the door, and Richie sang a couple of songs for Jefferson K on the radio. The next night, there was a line down to Harvard Square, and Richie was able to come back to the club one more time after that. And, of course, then we were in the same position. We were getting in this position more and more often. We couldn't accommodate the people. But here's one of the great songs from that first album, Handsome Johnny.
Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Concord. Looks like handsome Johnny with a musket in his hand, marching to the Concord War. Hey, marching to the Concord War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what's that you see? Marching to the fields of Gettysburg. Looks like handsome Johnny with a flintlock in his hand, marching to the Gettysburg War. Hey, marching to the Gettysburg War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, be far, we'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Dunkirk. Looks like handsome Johnny with a carbine in his hand, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, marching to the Dunkirk War. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Korea. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M1 in his hand, marching to the Korean War. Hey, marching to the Korean War. And it's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. It's a long, hard road. Hey, be far, we'll be free. Hey, be far, we'll be free. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Vietnam. Looks like handsome Johnny with an M15, marching to the Vietnam War. Hey, marching to the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Hey, look yonder, tell me what you see. Marching to the fields of Birmingham. Looks like handsome Johnny with his hand rolled in a fist, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, marching to the Birmingham War. Hey, what's the use of singing this song? Some of you are not even listening. Tell me what it is we've got to do. Wait for our fields to start glistening. Hey, wait for the bullets to start a whistling. Hey, here comes a hydrogen bomb. And here comes a guided missile. Here comes a hydrogen bomb. I can almost hear its whistle. I can almost hear its whistle. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Richie Havens. I hear this, what is it, nearly 40 years later, and it is still so full of energy and compelling. What a great artist Richie was, and sadly is no longer with us. So, as I say, we were coming into this period of change, and the club had to change with it. We had tried raising our prices to keep up with paying people for the Paul Butterfield Band, the Chambers Brothers, and different people. There was a psychedelic dance hall that had opened in Boston, and they could make much more money and play to many more people in a night than they could in several nights with us. So it was getting to be sort of at the end of our road, our little club, and it was a bittersweet time for me, and it still feels bittersweet when I talk about it now. But it was a fantastic run we had, and it was a marvelous, marvelous place for us all to be and to grow in. So I'll leave you now with Richie singing the Dylan song, Just Like a Woman, and I don't know if anybody's ever done it as well. Thank you.
nobody feels any pain. Tonight as I stand inside the rain, everybody knows the baby's got new clothes. Lately I see her ribbons and her bows, and the problem from her curls. Ah, she takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. I believe I'll go see her again. Ain't nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finds out that she's like all the rest. With her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. Ah, she takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. Oh, it was raining from the first, and I was dying there at first, so I came here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here, ain't it clear? Oh, I just can't live. I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again and introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you fake just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you make love just like a woman. And you, hey, just like a woman, but you break just like a little girl. You break just like a little girl. You break just like a little girl.
Richie Havens, Just Like a Woman. What a great artist. Well, our time has come and gone, friends, and I'm going to go out here with the Chambers Brothers, who left Cambridge to go to New York, and within a very short time, they showed that they were going to be a very, very big group. But the sound was very different from the sound they started with when they first came to the club. And it's now, we're into the psychedelic era, And, of course, they'd been listening to a lot of Bob Dylan, no question about that. So this is the time has come today, and the time has come today for me to go. And this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run.